Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Magical Mondays. Hi, Virginia. Virginia? Huh. I have her microphone turned on. Apparently, she's not allowed to talk to us. I guess I will just talk to myself for a minute. Oh, she's gone. She'll be back. So, on this lovely, magical Monday, how is everybody? Today's been another one of those busy, crazy days because I had to take my oldest to the doctor because he has asthma and anxiety and needed a new inhaler. And that is always lovely because, you know, 2 hours later, we finally get in. Okay, Virginia's back, and I'm going to click on her and see if... Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon.
Whew!
I can hear you the
first time. Weird!
I could hear you when I was responding, and you weren't hearing me, so I just hung up and called back.
Nope, didn't hear a word you said.
Strange.
It's just a Monday thing now. I think it's just going to become our little ritual.
I think so.
It's just what happens. Yes, I was just saying that I was having another crazy busy day. I had to be at the doctor's office, and it's such a long wait, and it just makes things irritating. But it's over,
yeah.
It's done. Brody's got his medicine for his asthma, and we're fine. He's got a bit of a cold, and that's when it kind of kicks up, or allergy.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Or a little food.
I know that pain.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. No. No. And he gets the anxiety like you get, and I just have to put my hand on his chest and just calm him down, and then he's fine. But
mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that it's scary.
Yeah. It's scary. It's not fun. Once it's over with, it's fine. But it's rough, and especially when you're young and you're not really sure what's going on and you don't really realize that it's anxiety. You just know something's not right and you don't feel good and you're kind of panicky. And
yes,
but when you're young,
absolutely.
You don't know how to deal with it and calm yourself because you get even more worked up because you don't know what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what happens to him. But, you know, once we got our dog, he was really, really good for a really long time, and he still is. Like, it's way better. It's not
mm-hmm.
nearly as often. I found that so interesting.
It is really
interesting. And our dog is a blue and red healer. And Brody said to me one day, well, I thought we got him because he's a healer.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? Instead of, like...
So cute.
Healer is the brand or the breed. He thought it was Healer is, and that's what he does. I thought that was cute.
That is really cute. So did
you tell him
that is why you got him?
Yes. I said, of course. Of course that is. He's adorable, too. So, my Fierce Awards that I went to and presented and did a speech in front of 200 people, first time ever, didn't throw up. Pretty proud.
Yay.
Of myself.
How did you do?
It wasn't even that scary. I can't believe it. Because I go up on the stage, and the lady I'm presenting with, she had really cute shoes. She goes first, right? So I thought, oh, great. I have to stand up there, look out at the crowd, get all nervous, and I didn't. It was the energy of the room because it was women celebrating women and being supportive. It wasn't scary hardly at all.
Nice.
Yeah.
In your element.
Yes, it was.
That's great. And you liked it so much that You signed on to do it next year?
Yes. I already told Tamara that I want to do it next year. And my girlfriends and I are planning having a sleepover so we don't have to drive anywhere after, and we could have a cocktail instead of going up to the bar and saying, making me something delicious that's non-alcoholic. They said they would drive me home if I wanted to have an alcoholic beverage, and I said, you know, I live an hour and a half. That's okay. Yeah. Then I'm driving home.
Wasn't that nice of them?
Wasn't that sweet of those little boys? Yeah. I'm driving home, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I get in a traffic jam behind a tractor and a baler.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't really a traffic jam, but it was so dark, and the one part of the highway has a lot of hills, so I didn't want to pass just in case.
Right.
So my girlfriend and I were giggling that, yeah, stuck in a traffic jam behind a tractor and a baler at 1 o'clock in the morning. Go figure.
Who does that happen to?
Who does that happen to? It was hilarious.
At least you had a fun story to tell. And next year you'll have fun stories to tell because you and the girls will be together.
Yes. Yes, I do have fun stories from that night. I'll have to sort everything out and write a blog, and then we'll share. So how about you? Anything interesting happened to you this week that you want to share? Or should we jump into dreams?
Yeah, I don't think anything too exciting happened. I just had a busy day like you, and that's about it. I know we had been talking a lot about the energies and what was going on, and I don't think we've done that the past couple weeks. So I think that we should talk about that a little bit, just because I know for me personally, it's been a little crazy this month.
Yes.
And I don't know that it's everywhere or if it's just me. And so
no,
I talked to you about this a little bit earlier. But I've been very, very up and down. And I told you I've seriously almost felt like a manic depressive. Like I can go, and I'm fine. And then all of a sudden, I am just, like, taken out at the knees, and I am down for the count, and I cannot function for a day. And I just sit, and I cry, and I don't leave the couch because I can't. But nothing's really wrong. Like, it's just this really weird pattern that's been happening this month. So I don't know if it's – I really liked your idea that I could just be going through a major shift right now, which I'm hoping that that's what it is and it goes away.
I think that's what it is because we know that you are a little bit resistant to change. Just a little bit.
Says who?
So I feel that this is your energy's way to get your attention because when you're feeling the down part, you don't want to feel that way, and you will do almost anything to stop it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to accept the changes and the shifts because you want to stop the energy from being so uncomfortable.
Right.
So yeah, everybody, listen to how she's saying, yeah, okay, right? So what if you did this? The next time it cuts you off at the knees and you're on the couch, lay on your couch and say, okay, all right. I get it. This is a shift. I will just lay here and let this shift happen, and I will accept it, and just kind of make yourself a little meditation or a mantra or some way, some words, just to talk yourself into being open to accepting the shift. I will tell you this. When I'm shifting, I get a sinus thing, and I'll lay down on my bed at night, and I will be dizzy. Or before I get up in the morning, and it's in my sinuses, and I feel it. And if I go up to where my energy vortex is, I will be dizzy there too. And that's been happening for the last week. So I think it's a global shift that we're all part of. And your tell, instead of the sinus thing, might be that you just have to stop and let it shift. Let your energy shift with the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah. That makes total sense. And I've done, for the most part, I've done what you've said, what you just said. I have the last two times it happened, which was twice this month, and that's a lot because I'm lucky if it happens once a year. So twice in one month is insane. And I just laid on the couch and just accepted it, and that is what it is. But I didn't think of it in terms of a shift, so I didn't say, okay, I'm allowing. But I think in just laying there and accepting and not moving, I think that essentially was me allowing. I just didn't realize that's what I was doing.
I think you're right. And I think if you actually say the words out loud and get a little mantra going or something you can say to yourself, it will be quicker.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be a little calmer through the process.
Yes, because you know what's happening.
Right. And I have to say, I really much rather like to think of myself as liking or being more comfortable with stability than having issues with change.
Really? Nice reframe there. Nice.
I'm just more comfortable with that.
Perfect. Now you just have to find a way to put into words the energy shift so that it makes you feel comfortable. Because they're going to happen whether you fight them or not, because you're ready. It will just be a little more comfortable if you don't fight them. I will tell you this. A while ago, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, I used to be more of a puddle about it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I would push myself until I had to rest. And then I just realized what actually was happening, and I could just go with it. It got easier and easier and easier each time. And now they're happening so quickly.
Yeah. And I think that because especially this month has been so insanely busy for me, the entire month, that I think if I wasn't literally knocked down twice this month, I wouldn't be able to accept the shift and move with the shift.
Right.
Because I've just been going, that I haven't given my energy time to just sit in whatever's going on.
That makes sense.
So it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense that I've been knocked down twice this month. But at the same time, okay, the first time it happened, there had been a change that was kind of on the burner for me that I knew I needed to do. I just didn't step into the change. I made that decision. I just didn't act on it. And so about a week and a half into making the decision, the first knockdown happened. And then I went in and I was forced to make that decision because I was kind of knocked down, you know? So the second one, I think I know what it has to do with. Again, it was having the thought in mind, not making the action, and then this happened again. So I think that was kind of my, you know, take the action, dummy.
Yes, because sometimes we just don't listen.
Yeah, I know.
Big ear.
We're all guilty of that, right?
Yes. The cool thing about a shift and getting knocked down or, you know, no matter how nice or how messy it is, when you are done shifting, there's always cool things that happen. I always find myself more confident.
Mm-hmm.
There'll just be an extra layer of knowing what to do, knowing things, tuning in easier.
Because
I believe you're just shifting into, let's call it a smarter version of yourself. Or a higher version, whatever word you want to use. I like them. I know they're not comfortable, but I like them.
No, and you're right, because what you just said about, tuning in easier and getting messages. And I mean, this morning you asked me a question.
Yes.
And it was just an instant response, and it was a question that required me tuning in. It was about a cat of yours. And I mean, it was literally instant. And I thought to myself, man, am I that in tune with Shannon now that I can just pop up with the information like that? Because I can do that with myself or my husband. But, and that kind of it kind of, all day long, it kind of had me a little, like, dumbfounded, like, wow, I mean, I know we're close, but is that connection really like that, or what's going on there?
That's cool, though. And you did. Yeah. You answered me almost instantly. I'm like, oh, wow. And what you said was so true.
So, well, huh. I like that. That was an exciting thing after my knockdown.
I do find that you are able to tune in easier and things are a little bit more clear. And I don't know if it's the confidence or probably a combo, confidence and clarity. And I don't know if everybody has their own way of shifting. Like yours, you have to stop and regroup. And mine I do too, but I always feel it in my sinuses, in my nose.
Interesting. I'm going to have to pay more attention to my body now.
Yes. See if you get a little sinus thing going on. And, like, it doesn't feel – sometimes I'll get a sinus, like a bit of an infection. And I take cat's claw. That's just funny because we tuned in about a cat today. And but I normally don't have to do anything. It's just a slight pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that where yeah.
That happened for me naturally. Like, I mean, if the barometric pressure changes, I'm that sensitive to it with my sinuses. So I know my sinuses are not a telltale sign for a shift. Because any subtle difference in the air, and I get sinus pressure and pain and headaches. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't get headaches. I just get that little pressure, and I get dizzy. Interesting.
Very.
So, I know we haven't started on dreams yet, but anybody that's listening to this, if you pay attention to your body or what goes on right now, because we are all in a global shift right now, see what your tells are or your signs are so that you know when you just have to self-care and ride through it. And that you get to come out after confident, able to tune in, all sorts of good stuff.
Able to leave the house.
Yeah, able to get off the couch.
Oh, boy.
Not just hang out and sleep. Although, good segue. Let's talk about dreams.
Yes. That is why we're here tonight, after all.
It is. So, dream time, one of my favorites. I love dreaming. I get tons of information, tons and tons. Love it, love it, love it.
I often tell people, because I do get a lot of questions about dreams, and I usually tell people that when we dream, it's usually our subconscious playing out events or situations in our lives in a very dramatic fashion, because how else would we get the clue or the sign or the information if not for it being in some dramatic form? Because really, we're so on the go and we're in such a fast-paced society that we don't stop and pay attention to the signs sometimes. So our subconscious catches us when we're sleeping, because we're not doing anything but sleeping, and then it creates this dramatic thing for us to get our attention.
I agree.
Because we wouldn't pay attention otherwise.
True. And it's not literal. The symbols are symbols, and we have to figure them out. And I think the reason for that, because I get asked that too, well, why can't I just dream what I need to know? I don't think we could handle it. We have to make it a bit of a puzzle for us to figure out, just so our human brain can handle it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I was just going to ask you if you feel that dreams are literal. And
yep.
I don't. Very rarely. I mean, once in a great while they might be, but
although I do get some literal clues that tell me what kind of dream it is. For example, last night, and I know this, I'm going to talk about parallel lives, Virginia.
You're going to make my head get all crazy.
Yes, I am. So last night I had a parallel life dream. And the reason I say it that it's that, because it's not a past life. It's happening in the now. But it's like a past life dream in that it's a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some of the same people that I do now and some people that I used to have in my life, but I don't anymore. And during this dream, it all plays out like a story. And I've had this dream more than once, similar scenario. Except I'm wearing the pajamas that I was wearing last night.
Oh.
Yep. They were pink with ladybugs, actually. I know. You don't need to know that, but it was fun. And so in my dream, I am wearing those pajamas. So that tells me, that's a clue for me, right?
That it's current, that it's the parallel life.
Yep. That, you know, because I believe this is where Virginia's head explodes. Every time we make a decision, there's another aspect of us that can go live that other part. So every time a relationship is ended, another part of us might go continue that relationship and end up married to that person and have children and blah, blah, blah. While this part of us right now that we're experiencing goes on to do something else. And that during dream time, sometimes we can catch up with the other parts of ourselves and see what's happening. And by doing that, we get to learn their lessons at the same time.
I hear you, but you lost me a few sentences ago.
Oh, funny.
What can I say? My mind just isn't ready to process this yet.
You don't watch The Big Bang Theory, do you?
I do. I love that show.
Sheldon has parallel lives. He talks about them all the time. All the Sheldons out in the universe doing other stuff. I'll send you to the book that I read that validated what I thought.
When I'm ready, that's the key.
I can't spell. Sorry, Moonwatcher. I was typing in the chat room. Yes, when you're ready.
Yes.
So I do want to talk about nightmares because I ended up having a conversation on Twitter this morning with someone who had a nightmare and she was really shaken up by it.
Mm-hmm.
So a nightmare, I believe, is our subconscious way of venting out a fear.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, I have nightmares about someone stealing my kids or something like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it scares me and it freaks me out and I wake up in a bit of a panic. But I believe it's just my subconscious venting out that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was concerned because she had read that sometimes it's a foreshadowing of an event that could happen because she had a dream about one of her kids. And I didn't tell her this yet because it didn't occur to me until just before our show started. But I know for me, if it's a prophetic dream, as in it's something that's going to come true, somehow, some way, there's either symbolism or the actual number, but there's three of something that's really, really, really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will see the actual number three. Or there will be three, like, footballs or three, like, something really, really, really obvious where it sort of doesn't make sense in the dream, but you really notice it.
Mm-hmm. So it stands out for you.
Yes. It does stand out. I think I also found that in Denise Lynn's dream book, which I adore. So if there's not that piece of it, and I also don't think the universe or our subconscious would be so cruel as to have us dream something horrible like that and have it come true.
Unless it was to warn us to be, kind of have our guard up more or be more watchful of what's going on around us. I could see it happening for that reason.
But I don't think the dream would be quite so vivid and graphic.
Right, right.
Because you can't get past the dream,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I dream that someone steals one of my children, if that came true, I would probably lose my mind.
Right.
Not just because someone stole my child, but because I dreamt it, but I couldn't do anything about it because, believe me, I'm watchful already. But if that's
mm-hmm.
what was going to happen, like if that's their life contract and what's, you know, written, there's nothing I can do about it, right?
Right.
So I don't think the universe would do that to us because that's horrible.
Right. And no, that makes complete sense.
And I know some people do dream stuff that are prophetic dreams. But there are people that can handle it, right? Because some people want to.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Or not necessarily want to. I've had prophetic dreams before, not necessarily in a nightmare sense, but I've had them. And it's not that I asked to be shown. I just so happened to be shown a message
okay.
or something, you know.
Were they traumatic?
Not that I can remember. Nothing is standing out. That's what I'm saying.
Good.
I don't think it was necessarily like in the nightmare sense,
right.
you know, or anything, you know, crazy like that. But I know I've had prophetic dreams before.
I have too. And I think the key difference is the nightmare part.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be cruel. I just do.
No, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Now, here's a question. Have you ever had a dream? Let me see if I can phrase this correctly without it being confusing. Have you ever had a dream that you were somebody else in the dream?
Why, yes.
But living out a current situation of that person's life?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not that weird.
Wow.
This happens to my cousin. Okay, that's debatable. This happens to my cousin all the time. She's intuitive also, but this is how she gets her messages. Is she dreams about the other person or whoever the person is. She dreams about them, and sometimes it'll be a very vivid dream about them in a current situation in their life, or sometimes she'll be them in the dream. And I always thought that was fascinating and weird, and then all of a sudden it started happening to me. And it's the strangest and most fascinating thing when you wake up and you realize that you were just you were yourself, you know this, but you were seeing the entire world and in dream world through someone else's eyes. It's a very, very weird feeling.
Very weird.
And then with me, I have to sit and wonder, what do I do with this information? Do I tell the person? Don't I tell them?
Right.
You know, my cousin, she gets the information, she tells them. That's just what she's always done.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm just unsure. And, I mean, more recently, I've relayed the information as I got it because I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't. And then
okay. They
came to me about the situation, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I relay it. Lately I have. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, it just depends on who I'm dreaming about, of course. If
right.
I relay it, I do. What's actually happening to me lately, like over the last probably 3 months, is I will dream things for my clients that are coming.
So then, nice. The
next day, they're sitting with me, and they're telling me stuff, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is what I dreamt about you or for you, and I was you, because they'll use the exact words that I said to somebody in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, blow my mind.
That is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've even dreamt about a client, and then she didn't come, and I did not tell her. She changed her mind about coming. And I just didn't feel like I wanted to open the door.
So you dreamt that she changed her mind, or she did change her mind?
No, I dreamt about her, the situation she was in, and then she changed her mind about coming.
I gotcha.
Partially because of my dream, I didn't want to open the door until she was actually sitting with me and I could not only open it, jump through, and do some fixing, because what I dreamt was a little intense.
Yeah. I remember a really cool dream I had once. A few years ago, I had made an appointment to get an Akashic Records reading.
Yes.
And I had never met the reader before, never seen her, knew her first name, and that was it. And so the night before, I have this dream, and where was I? I think I was at the doctor's office, and I was there because I kept saying, something's not right, and I need to know what's going on. Something's not right, I just need to know what's going on. And I get into the room as a doctor, and the nurse comes in, and I'm telling her this, and she says, I have the answer for you. I know what the problem is. And I said, okay. And she said, I'll be right back. And she left the room. And
really?
I woke up, and I never saw she never came back in the room before I woke up, and I thought, what the heck was that? Well, I get to the shop for my readings the next day, and I walk in and I sit down at the table across from the reader and almost cracked myself because she was the nurse in my dream.
No way.
Yes. So she starts talking, and as she's talking, I'm looking at her and I'm hearing her voice and I'm realizing my dream. So I don't even know what she's saying because all of this is going out of my head, and I probably look like a deer in headlights staring at her. So I said, I just have to stop you and tell you this really quick. So I stopped what she was saying and told her, I said, I dreamt about you last night. And she said, really? I said, yeah, you weren't wearing your glasses in my dream, but it was you. But then it made sense, when the information that I got from the reading, and, it kind of put things together on what was going on and something not being right. It all made sense afterwards. I just thought it was so interesting that I dreamt that something's not right, and she had the answer for me, and obviously, I couldn't get the answer in my dream because she needed to tell me in person the next day.
Well, and how cool is that? So you go to her and you sit down, and you're probably nervous because you've never seen this lady before. And then you look, and there she is.
Right.
It's like she was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of wild.
A little bit.
I had a similar...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When I was dating my first husband, and I went to visit him, and it was on this ranch in Montana, and it was, like, very, very, very remote. There was some nifty energies. I would actually like to go back there knowing what I know now. But I'm in the house, and we had gotten home late, and I didn't meet his roommate. And I dreamt about him, though. I dreamt exactly what he looked like, what he acted like, and then I dreamt about the native lady that haunted the house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
so I get
funny.
Up the next morning, and I'm looking at that guy, and I'm going, oh, my God. I knew exactly what you look like. Of course, I didn't say a word.
Right.
And that was wild.
Common symbolisms that you come across in dreams. Because we've already said that dreams are very rarely literal.
That's right. Pieces of them can be literal just to make it fun for you.
Right.
You have to separate what's literal and what's symbolism. So something that would be literal would be me wearing my pajamas that I was wearing that night.
Mm-hmm.
The symbolism... I mean, if it wasn't a parallel life dream, the symbolism would be like the things I saw in my dream or the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some examples. I just happen to have a paper full of them because I teach dream therapy. literal. You know what? A house from a past life or a house from childhood. A house from childhood happens to a lot of people.
Okay. I've had that.
Mm-hmm. Or a house we would love to live in. So the house, it can be literal. If it's a house from your childhood, a symbol would be a house you'd like to live in. Oh, no. That would be literal, too, because you're manifesting it. Okay. So the symbolic representation of a house is a representation of you, your house of self, in other words, your physical or spiritual self, or both, Whatever is happening to the house is what's happening to you. An example would be if you dream about a house and the plumbing is clogged, it may be that your emotions are blocked. Being in a dark room represents exploring unknown parts of yourself. Clutter in the house indicates areas of your life that you need to clean up. So if you had clutter in the basement, that's your subconscious. I dream that fairly regular. Means there's some issues coming I get to work on. Bathroom, place of cleansing and release. I don't dream about bathrooms very often. Attics, high ideals. Top floor represents the upper chakras or your intuition self, your spiritual self. Higher conscious, memory, stored up past, that's all in the attic. Do you dream about rooms in a house, Virginia?
I can't think of any recently, but when you said dreams of childhood, that kind of struck a little bit of a nerve, and because I often dream of a house from my childhood. And I don't really know what it means or why it happens or why it's this particular house.
Okay. So when you dream about this house, what are some of the symbols in your dream?
I can't remember because I don't think I've really paid attention.
Okay, well then I can't help you.
I just know that it's a house that was owned by people that I called family that weren't really family, and played a significant role in my life while I was growing up. However, when I got older and became more of an adult, I was opened up to a lot of information and that I wasn't comfortable with, so I made the decision to completely break ties. And the couple, they were like grandparents to me. And so I completely cut ties, and it's been probably 15 or more years since I've seen or talked to either of them or even heard about them or any of that. But I do find myself having dreams of being in their house. Or the dream setting is their house for some reason. And they're not always there. Sometimes it's me in a completely different setting or situation, but I happen to be living in that house. And I always find that odd that it's that house, because why am I being brought back to this house, you know? So that's the question I have upon waking up.
Okay.
Being in the house.
So next time you wake up from that dream, try to remember some of the symbols.
I will.
Like a chair or a certain room or, I don't know.
I do remember a certain room. I have that. Stands out a lot to me because I remember being in a certain room.
So what room was it?
It was a bedroom. Does that matter?
Yes. Give me a moment. I will look it up in my best ever dream book called Understand Your Dreams by Alice Ann Walker. Bedroom, privacy, rest, intimacy. What is my inner reality? Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to really pay attention to other symbols that would show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you figure it out.
And that makes
like
sense.
A puzzle that you put the pieces together. And I always find that if you write out your dream like a story, the symbols will just pop out at you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We have a caller.
Yay.
Let's click, shall we? If it works. Hello, caller.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The topic tonight is very interesting, and I'd like to make a comment. Maybe you can help me figure it out. I have recurrent dreams of my childhood home. So it'll be the childhood home, but something like a current event that's going on. So, for instance, recently I dreamt about the childhood home, and then my aunt who passed came to visit. She came through the back door into the kitchen, and it was like all family in the kitchen.
Interesting. Well, let me tell you what a recurring or repetitive dream means. When you have the same dream over and over, as if a message is being sent from the other side, which you have to understand. Very often, it is you sending yourself a message. Could be a warning, or it could be a releasing of an event that was misinterpreted and your subconscious is working on letting it go.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So if there's something from your childhood where maybe you thought somebody said something that they didn't, or you thought somebody felt a certain way that they didn't, but that's how you interpreted it, sometimes we'll keep having these dreams until we can, like, see the symbolism that's with the dream and give meaning to that and understand what really happened. Then we let it go.
Okay.
And
you know,
dreams are... Sorry, go ahead, Virginia.
You had said your aunt had passed, but she's in the dream?
Yes, she comes to visit us.
Okay, so for that instance of the dream, I would say that it's literally her coming to visit you. Because...
Yes.
In your dreams is really the only way that she can visit you, that you can see her, because if she was to manifest herself into some type of physical form that you could see while you're awake, it would probably freak you out a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the only way she can visit you is while you're dreaming, because you won't get freaked out then.
Oh, okay.
And so it being... You know, if she comes in through the back door, and so she's coming in from, you know, she's not coming in directly, like through the front door, so she doesn't appear to you while you're awake and doesn't come to you directly, and then you're in the kitchen, which is usually the hub of a lot of homes. It's where everyone eats and gathers, and so you said your whole family is there, and it makes sense that they're all there gathered in the kitchen, and she's coming to visit you all together.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Thanks, lady.
I would say it's a good dream.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a very good dream.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it's just like a filtering or something, nothing that I need to do with.
I would pay attention to what other symbols are showing up. Maybe your aunt is trying to tell you something, too, that just maybe you misinterpreted something.
Yeah, that's true. I think the problem is that my mom passed 4 months before the aunt, and being selfish, I guess I was in shock, so I didn't speak to anybody, you know. And she was, like, in a hospital dying, and I never did talk with her. Maybe once, but it was just, like, a dry conversation, and I attended her funeral, but I wasn't really there for her like I should have been. So I think maybe the dream meant that, you know, she forgives me. She has didn't say anything, but I hugged her, and that was it. You know, she was happy to be in our presence, but she didn't say anything.
So you need to forgive yourself. She's not mad at you.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you will still have that dream, but she will get to visit you, and it won't be so, like, it won't be exactly the same, so that you're not wondering. It will be more of a freer visit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And she'll probably talk to you more in dreams, too, once you're able to forgive yourself and let go of that heavy emotion attached to the situation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, do you believe that before going to bed, if you ask yourself a few questions, the answer will come in the dream, or?
Yes.
How does that work?
I think you can ask yourself or ask the universe or your higher self a question that you're looking for an answer to before your dream or before you sleep. Ask for the answer to come to you in a dream and ask for you to be able to remember the answer or the message once you wake up. And I think mm-hmm. you'll be pretty fascinated with the results.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I think that's all I have.
Well, thanks for calling.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
That was an interesting question.
That was. Aw, that's so cool, too, that her aunt visits her.
I know. That's cute.
Charity asks, would you call out-of-body experiences a dream, or is that a whole other topic? That's actually a great topic. Astral projection. We could do a whole show on that.
This would be a Shannon show.
Oh, come on, Virginia. Okay, astral travel dreams. It's commonly referred to, I just happen to have this in my paperwork, go figure. It is commonly referred to as an out-of-body experience. There is a self-awareness that is extremely vivid that accompanies astral travel. Dreaming of flying is a common symbol of astrally traveling or being in an airplane. I fly. I just walk along and say, I'm going to fly now, and I just go fly away. It's fantastic.
So fun.
I have a cat that flies with me, not the one that's on her walkabout right now, but my big old fluffy orange one. Yeah. Go figure.
Okay, if I have some parallel life dream and I'm flying, we need to talk. This happens
<Woo-hoo>!
Tonight.
Welcome to my world, Virginia. You have parallel life dreams. You just don't know that they are.
No, I'm aware now because anytime we talk about it, I have one that night.
I'm good.
I was trying to think of some common symbols that I've come across or been asked about. And nothing's really coming to mind.
About dreams?
Yeah. It seems like anyone who asks me questions, they're all different, and they're just kind of random and off the wall. And I think that for me personally, I've found that when you have a dream, you really have to, like you had said, Shannon, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together for you. So while, like, houses represent yourself, you know, there's going to be different aspects of a house dream that is going to be different for each person. So that's when you have
yes.
to kind of piece it together for yourself and see how it applies to your life at that moment. And there's so – it's such an in-depth and detailed subject, don't you think? For something as simple as a dream.
It is.
So much
we,
to it. Mm-hmm.
There is. We could probably do more shows on dreams. In the chat room, Bear Hogan Mountain Man asks, he doesn't think you can control your dreams. He's tried. I can if I want to. If I have something. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just saying I have also.
Yeah. If I have something specific I really need answers on, I just say, hey, I just set an intention that I need answers on this, and this is how I want to do it, and I will. I can also continue my dreams that I've had before if I really like them, like when I sang with George Strait and John Bon Jovi. I dream that often because I choose to.
Well,
and I do
I
it by setting intentions.
And that makes sense. That's similar to kind of asking for an answer before going to sleep, right? It's setting the intention
yep.
of having something specific happen. I have controlled my dreams in the middle of a dream. And that was after the whole past life regression with you.
Yes.
And then the recurring dream has happened twice since then. And in each time, the dream would start, and I realize in the middle of it what's happening, and I literally stop and say, we're not doing this. We've gotten past this, and it's not happening again. And both times, it instantly stops.
Me too. If I don't like where the dream's going, I'll say, no. How about having a dream within a dream?
Oh, yes, I've done that, and that's so nuts.
And you know you're dreaming within your dream. You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Bear Hogan Mountain Man has said that he's had five people say that they can't, I just lost my train of thought. They can't control your dreams. So that we're lucky that we can. And then he's asked if we've had a head injury.
No.
I
have fallen off horses.
I was thinking about
that movie. Have you seen the movie Inception?
No, but I have it DVR'd. I just haven't had time to
watch
sit down and watch it. I know I need to.
It's freaky. In fact, I wanted to watch it again the other day. I can't do that. That's just way too freaky.
But I have an injury. I had a concussion when I was 7. So I don't know how that affects anything or if it does, but I did have a concussion. However, all of this weird, fun, intuitive stuff was happening to me long before the head injury, so I can't really...
Me too.
Yeah. What about places? Have you dreamt about places that you've never been, but in the dream you are completely comfortable and know where you're at and what, you know, like you visited it in another lifetime or something?
Yes. Yes. Or do you dream about a certain place and you know you haven't, like, been, I know it's almost the same thing, and you know you haven't been there in this life, but it has this fun, this energy that you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And you might dream about it, like, different scenarios, but that very same energetic place.
Mm-hmm.
I have that happening a lot lately.
And I have that happen with people. Where in the dream, there's people there that I don't recognize, I've never met or seen in my life. But in my dream, I know exactly who they are.
Yep. Yes, I've had that.
And what is water? Doesn't water in a dream represent spirit?
Yep. But let me give you the exact definition, because I just happen to have my book right here. With all the sticky notes from, stuff I want to look up. There's lots about water, because it's like different kinds of water, too. If it's an ocean or a pond or a puddle. Water is emotion, dissolving, yielding, fluid, release, cleansing. What am I feeling?
Okay.
And it depends if it's rain, a puddle, a pond, an ocean, mud, mist, frozen, lakes, rivers, swimming pools, waterfalls, you name it, it's in here. The best book ever.
Okay, would you like to answer the question in the chat room? If you can control the dreams, can you tell him how he can stop them if he's having them?
He's having massive flashbacks? I don't know. Well, let me think. How do I stop my nightmares? If I'm having a nightmare and it's really horrible, I have to get up and shake it off. I have to get up and walk around the house or get up and do something. Or else I'll go right back into it.
Right. And I think if you're aware of what is going on and that you don't want to have the nightmares, I think that that's kind of like the first step in learning how to control it, because then it starts happening. You know, you make the conscious awake decision to say, I'm not comfortable. I don't want these dreams anymore, and I'm not going to allow them. And so you, in the middle of the dream, have to have the conscious thought in the dream to say, okay, I'm stopped. This isn't happening. I'm done with this. But I think you have to also, if it's like a recurring dream or nightmare type thing, I think you also have to deal with the emotions and the situation that is tied to the recurring dream before you can say, I'm not having this anymore.
You have to release the energy of it first.
Because
it is a nightmare.
Right.
I don't know, Mountain Man. I think you would have to go to a psychologist or someone who's highly trained.
Yeah.
Maybe even a hypnotherapist who's highly trained in something like this.
Mm-hmm. Like PTSD or something of that nature.
Out of our scope of understanding. Did you know that if you had a really good dream and you woke up and you wanted to go back into it, if you wiggle and get back in the same position you were in, you will go back into it?
That's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
know. Or if you want to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good dream the other night, and then I was up and doing my thing, and about 2 o'clock I thought, I think I want to go have a nap because I want to remember what that dream was because it was really good. I thought, I wonder if I go lay in my bed in the exact spot I woke up in, if I'll go right back to the dream, because I was really trying to remember it because it was a really good one. Had a really cool house in it, by the way. And so I thought, well, I'm going to go try it. And so I did. I went and laid in my bed, and I curled up like I was, and I went right back to it. It was so funny.
There's times that I've naturally gone right back into the dream. And then there's other times that I've woken up and I thought, man, this was fun. I want to go back. And I try to and I can't. But I probably wasn't in the position.
Yeah, try it. Just wiggle. Because it works for me. I'm trying to think of other tricks. If you want to remember your dreams and you don't, here is some cool tricks. Fill up a glass of water and drink half of it. Sorry, the little lady in my head was telling me 90 seconds. Fill up a glass of, and she's actually on Blog Talk, not in my head. Fill up a glass of water and drink half of it before you go to bed. As you drink, affirm to yourself, tonight I remember my dreams. When you wake up in the morning, if you cannot recall your dreams, drink the rest of the water, saying to yourself, my dreams are recalled now and throughout the day. Often, drinking the second cup of half of the water will stimulate your dream recall.
Interesting.
I had someone listening when I did a dream show before, and he did it with coffee, and it worked. Imagine the cold coffee.
Oh, wow.
Was gross, but hey.
I hope it was decaf if he was drinking it before he went to bed.
I don't know. But he said that it worked, so that was funny.
At least it worked.
Yes. Yes. In my case, the cats would probably knock it over, but, you know, that's just how it rolls in my house.
My cat drinks. I usually have, I now drink out of a bottle of water next to my bed because I've learned.
Oh, smart.
But, yeah, I will wake up to my cat on the nightstand drinking the water. Or last night I had a glass of 7-Up, and I woke up and I was like, really? My 7-Up now? Because he was drinking away.
Oh, no. A crystal for dreaming that might also help with nightmares is amethyst. It does help with nightmares. Amethyst does.
Uh-huh.
It's calming and emotionally balancing. A selenite will help you go to sleep because it allows for a deep calming. If I can't sleep, I hold my selenite.
I sleep with a selenite something, big piece. I don't know exactly what it's called, but yeah, I sleep with that on my nightstand.
Nice. Well, they're telling... See, I wasn't listening very well. The voice in my head telling me the show has to be over now. It's easy to shut them off sometimes. Do you get to hear that, Virginia, because you're on the phone line?
No, I don't.
Countdown 90 seconds. Oh. I'll have to let you do this part one day just so you can hear it. It's kind of fun, except for distracting.
Well, the one day, remember when you lost the internet? I did it that
day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you got some information about energies at the beginning and dreams and the rest of it. And have a great week, and we will chat with you next Monday.
Where we'll be talking about Halloween.
Right. And I made Virginia not put anything scary on the description.
That doesn't mean I won't talk about it, though.
She probably will. Then I'll have nightmares. I have my amethyst in my hand. Okay, good night, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.